Nahum chapter 1. The Burden of Nineveh. The Book of the Vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord is vengeful. The Lord is vengeful, and he is a person of fury. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves judgment on his enemies. The Lord is long-suffering and great in power, and he will certainly not acquit the guilty. The Lord's way is in a whirlwind and in a storm, and the clouds are the fine dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry, and he dries up all the rivers. Bashan languishes, and Carmel too, and the flower of Lebanon languishes as well. Mountains tremble before him, and hills melt, and the land is upheaved in his presence, as is the world and all its inhabitants. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can endure the fury of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are demolished by him. The Lord is good, he is a stronghold on the day of adversity, and he knows those who trust in him. And with a flood passing over, he will make an end of its sight. Darkness will pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an end. Adversity will not rise up a second time. For the end will come to the entwined thorns, and this will happen when they are drunk from their drinking bout. They will be consumed like chaff fully dry. From you one will come out imagining evil against the Lord, a worthless counsellor. This is what the Lord says: even if they are in full number and ever so numerous, nevertheless they will be cut down, and the event will pass. Although I have afflicted you, I will not afflict you any more. And now I will break his yoke off you, and I will undo your bonds. And the Lord will give commandment concerning you: no one of your name will be propagated any more. I will cut off the carved image and the cast image from the house of your gods. I will appoint your grave, for you are despised. Behold on the mountains the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your feasts, Judah, and fulfil your vows, for the worthless one will no longer pass through you. He will have been completely cut off.